The state has approved licensing Usabelli Coal to look for natural gas in the Healy area. The area's coal bed methane potential raised concerns when Usabelli filed an initial request to explore back in 2003. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports from Fairbanks, shallow gas development is still controversial.
The state's final best interest finding gives Healy-based coal mine operator Usabelli the right to explore for gas on over 208,000 acres on both sides of the park's highway and Nenana River outside Denali National Park. Usabelli Vice President of New Development Steve Denton says the area has undefined coal bed methane potential.
It really depends upon the volume that we find. It could be a small enough volume that all we can really do is serve our own needs here with it at the coal mine. But, there is the potential for finding volumes big enough that it might even make sense to run a pipeline to Fairbanks, let's say. But that's kind of, pie in the sky sort of dream right now. Likely will be somewhere in between those two.
Denton says Usabelli has not even developed an exploration plan at this point. State Department of Natural Resources Oil and Gas Leasing Unit Manager Bruce Busby says subsequent approval is required for any actual exploratory drilling or seismic survey work.
This is a property interest, and so it allows the company to go out and think about doing exploration. It does not allow them to actually go out and do anything. It allows them to then apply for permits and to go through that process.
People who participated in review of a preliminary best interest finding 5 years ago have 20 days to appeal the final finding. Denali Citizens Council President Nancy Bale isn't happy with how the state is handling the exploration license.
DNR has chosen in the middle of a busy summer when in the Denali borough, most people are extremely busy to issue a final finding, and the final finding has caveats. For instance, only people who had standing can even comment on the final finding. So anyone who has found an interest in this area and didn't comment on the preliminary finding is excluded from even appealing this finding. The other problem is having only 20 days to comment.
Bale says the Denali Citizens Council is filing an initial appeal seeking a 60-day comment period that's open to everyone. She says the environmental group supports development of clean-burning natural gas, but longtime local concerns about some of the lands included in the exploration area remain.
There were a lot of people who felt that areas that were commonly settled should be excluded. We also argued that the Stampede Townships or the Wolf Townships, because they'd been designated by the state itself as having primary value for wildlife habitat and public recreation, the state should show some reticence to support industrial development in those areas.
The DNR's Busby says staffing and other higher priority projects delayed the state's processing of the best interest finding on Healy Gas. He says the state has previously granted similar best interest findings for gas exploration in the Susitna, Holitna, and Copper River basins. Exploration licenses can be converted into development leases if a company finds gas. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.